You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Today is the 10th anniversary. It's really hard to believe. 10 years since the horrific Aurora Theater shooting. It took 12 innocent lives a decade ago.
Crazy.
And I, you know, you and I remember it like
it was horrible. Horrific. Just, yeah. Scary. My God.
I noticed that there are some places around the Mile High City that are running their flags at half mast. I think that's really cool. So keep it in your mind today. Keep it in your mind. A lot of families
hurting today.
Devastated. Yeah. And they'll never get over that. And we just wanted to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
It's also the 53rd anniversary of humans first landing on the moon. Neil and Buzz kicked up a little moon dust on this date in 1969, making one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. I was writing something for the Mindbender Club mailer about that, about how it's funny that Neil Armstrong, until the day he died 10 years ago, he insisted that he was misquoted with his first words on the moon. Because he had been coached by NASA to say, that's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. And it came out as one small step for man, not a man. He swore that he said it right, but that there was either a garbled transmission, but language experts say it's because of his Ohio accent.
Oh.
That from where he's from, fora comes out as one word, kind of, for man.
I thought it was first words were, holy crap, I'm on the moon!
At least I didn't sink up to my waist.
I'm on the moon!
You know, there was funny talk back in 1969 that they had no idea when they landed if the, you know, if the eagle would sink down into the,
right.
You know,
it's like,
soil.
Like quicksilver.
You don't know until you know.
I'm on the moon, you guys! Suck it! Suck it, Earth dwellers! Did you see the whole thing about the James Webb telescope? It's all jacked up, I guess.
What? I didn't see that. What happened?
$10 billion telescope got hit with some micro dust or something in space, a micro asteroid, something.
Well, that
and
happened like a week
caused,
or so ago.
Yeah, and they thought it wouldn't be that big a deal, but I guess it caused some pretty serious permanent damage that they can't fix from Earth. So now the pictures are going to be all blurry.
Oh, no.
$10 billion and a little piece of dust jacked it up. I'm not impressed.
It needs to have some sort of little...
like an umbrella in front of it, you know?
Oh, God.
A little deflector shield.
They asked people when it came to the moon landing, they're like, do you think we're going to ever live on the moon? And about a third of people say, yes, we will.
Unless China gets there first.
And I like this. They asked people, what's your favorite thing that NASA's given us in the last 50 years? And the number one answer was GPS.
Oh, yeah. I like GPS.
We do love our GPS. What else is going on? Sports. The American League beat the National League in the baseball All-Star game last night at Dodger Stadium. The ninth win in a row for the American League. They pretty much dominate that series. Our lone Colorado Rocky, CJ, was 0-for-1 at the plate. So he didn't help a whole lot. Nobody won the Mega Millions last night, Jeremy.
Oh, all right.
The jackpot on Friday is going to be over $600 million now. So there's that.
All right.
And then I love this story. I wanted us to talk about this. You constantly see on television experts who are brought in by the news channels to talk about things. We got this going on, so we're going to turn to our expert, so-and-so. They've actually even written a book on it. Well, it turns out, according to this study, experts on things don't usually give better advice.
Really?
It's just that they give more of it. So it's a quantity thing, not a quality thing.
You truly ramble on, huh?
They do. And so think about that the next time you're listening to some expert tell you what you need to be doing for your health care or for your finances or for whatever. They might not know more than the average person, but they just talk a lot.
Blah, blah, blah. All right. Noted.
Kind of cracks me up a little bit. And then I like this, too, if you're a fan of the... This is also the 50th anniversary this year of the movie The Godfather. And the house that they used to shoot the exterior shots of Vito Corleone's estate, you can now rent for a night or a month. And it's cheap. Just from August 1st through August 31st, only $50 a night. That's in honor of the 50th anniversary. And so if you want to go stay in the Godfather's house.
Yeah, I do.
$50.
Cool.
I looked at the pictures on the inside. It's nice on
Is
the
it?
Inside.
I would hope so.
That's
so.
Not the one they use. They didn't use it for the interior shots of the movie. But you can go spend a night there for $50. All right, what else is trending?
Oh, one of the greatest days of the year because it's National Hot Dog Day.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot dog.
Everywhere are like, shut that crap off. Slingshot to your head, Dom. What are you putting on top of your hot dog?
Mustard and relish and sometimes a little bit of chili if they've got
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, girl. Yeah.
So there's that cart that they'll do at Coors Field. If you're in the right place in the stadium, they have the carts that go way beyond mustard, ketchup, relish. They have all the toppings that you can put on it.
It's a good cart. I will fight anyone, though, that says that Costco does not have the greatest hot dog. I love their $1.50 hot dog.
What makes them so good?
I don't know. They're thick, they're plump, they're juicy, and they are delicious.
Made with love?
Made with love, and $1.50 with your drink? Come on, now that might make them taste a little bit better, but man, they got the best.
That's their loss leader, right?
It's that and the rotisserie chickens, right?
Yeah.
Or is it the chickens and then the hot dogs? I don't know, but they got a tasty, tasty dog. Speaking of hot dogs, the candy company Brock's is now selling tailgate-flavored candy corn. Now, it doesn't taste, you know, like my truck's tailgate. It's actually foods that you'd eat at, like, a tailgate party. Classic foods, like hot dogs and hamburgers is going to be two of them. The third flavor is popcorn, the fourth is vanilla ice cream, and the last is fruit punch for some reason, because that's what everybody drinks at a tailgate party. Where's the beer flavored one? The chicken wings, the steak bites. Where are those flavors? Either way, the whole package sounds kind of nasty, doesn't it? First of all, it's
really
candy corn. Yuck.
I kind of like candy corn. However, all these flavors that we get excited about are things, they're chemicals.
They are made in a laboratory, you guys.
So we're all excited about eating more chemicals.
But then again, what's a hot dog? I mean,
who knows?
Who knows what's in that? Here's your crap on celebrities. Brad Pitt is trending this morning because the dude wore a skirt to the Berlin premiere of his upcoming movie Bullet Train. People are all excited because it showed off his shin tattoos, which is a rarity, I guess. He's never showing these things off, which includes a rhino's face and a skull. He's so tough. Now the big debate this morning is, you know, should he have worn this kind of a shabby-looking skirt to this premiere? And I say, whatever takes the focus off this crappy movie, I'm all for it. Have you seen the trailer for Bullet Train? Doesn't look very good. I think
Does
you might have just been looking for a paycheck, you guys. Anyway, if you want to see Brad Pitt in a skirt, it is on our Facebook page. You can check that out. The boxer Floyd Mayweather Jr. recently purchased a $345,000 Rolls Royce, and it has mink interior. Ooh, fancy. Now, I guess he's got a grandson who's about a year and a half old, and you can't put him in that fancy car without a car seat. Can't just roll up to a Target and run in. So he got his car guy to trick out a mink-lined car seat with the kid's name stitched into it, and the car seat cost him $18,000.
Well, my goodness.
My goodness.
I guess he's stimulating the economy.
This is somebody's got a lot of money and he just wants to spend it. So be it. You'd be doing the same thing, probably. Do you see the band The Chainsmokers? Speaking of space, they're going to be the first musicians to perform on the edge of space. This is happening in 2024. A private company called Worldview is going to shoot them up into the stratosphere. The stratosphere. That's about 23 miles above the Earth, Dom.
That's not anywhere near space.
It's not really space.
No, it's not. You got to go almost three times that to get to space.
Yeah, get a little
not
higher.
Impressed.
Are they even going to float?
Feet.
Are they floating
they
at that point?
They're like, no, there's like balloons that go up that high.
How high does that penis rocket go that Bezos has?
That went to about 60 miles, didn't it?
Is it 60? So these guys are only going to 23. You can't call that space.
Well,
they
call
are calling
space.
It the edge of space.
Well, you know, jump up
I'm
high
on
the
edge. Yeah, right.
Why don't you just jump up like on your
try
bed,
harder, go higher,
and then you're on the edge of space too.
Yeah,
not impressed.
Not impressed at all. This is kind of concerning. There's a new study showing that the stereotype might be true when it comes to the British people and their teeth. According to some website, almost 40% of adults in the United Kingdom go a whole week without ever brushing their teeth. They just
well, that doesn't help the stereotype.
It doesn't at all. At all. You know the joke about the Brits' teeth? We know some British people. They have lovely teeth. So they be brushing. They're doing fine. I do love this TikTok video that's gone viral. It's a nurse. She's a labor and delivery nurse, and she's sharing some of the craziest reasons that dads have missed the births of their children. Number one, the guy just went and got fast food. He couldn't handle the hospital food. He's like, I'm going out. Does anybody want Chick-fil-A? And while he was out, boom, out came the baby. One guy was trying to squeeze in a nap at home. One guy left for a fantasy football draft. And this guy who went home to feed the cat.
Oh.
And while he was there, his wife had a baby. And then this story, and this story, which is kind of blowing my mind today, I don't know, it seems maybe like a scam, but, you know, if you have kiddos like my kid who is crazy into Pokemon cards, this is going to hit home a little bit. There's this dude in South Carolina, Christopher, who's a huge Pokemon collector. And you know he's serious because the dude is 62 years old, nerd. And he keeps his cards in a temperature-controlled room, so he's, like, really into these. Last week, though, he called the police and said part of his collection was stolen, about $500,000 worth of Pokemon cards. He says there really hasn't been anybody in that room in the past 9 months except an HVAC company. So he's wondering if these guys stole some of his first edition boxes that were unopened or $500,000. And that's what I'm like. Is he just parking these things somewhere and he just wants the cash and the cards? Color me suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
But man, my kid's got a bunch of these cards and I'm wondering if they're really worth anything. He's always talking about how much this one's worth, like a 500, this one's a 1,000. I'm like, sure, okay. Sure they are. The funny thing is I got to burst his bubble a lot because he'll say, this card's worth $500. You know, I'm going to go trade it in. So we'll go to the card shop and the guys will look it up and they're like, yeah, we can give you $4 for it. Yeah. And you could totally see the disappointment in his face. And I was like, buddy, it's a little life lesson, bud.
Yeah.
You can experience a lot of disappointment in your life. All right, let's do clickbait. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Kind of a funny story there this morning that you're going to want to check out. A woman is suing a man for $10,000 because he stood her up. $10,000 in damages. She says she suffered emotional distress because he didn't show for her mother's birthday.
Oh, no.
Another thing guys got to worry about on dates here. Check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.